Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The Reverend Al Green, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm so tired of being alone. I'm so tired of falling alone.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. We got a lot of stuff to cover with our good friend Chuck Martin. Folks, the Obama administration, and that's just what's going on right now, the Commerce Department, the President Obama's Commerce Department is in the process of cutting the ownership authority, the sovereignty of the U.S. government over the management and governance of the Internet. The Internet that everybody on the planet uses. They're in the process of cutting that loose. And Chuck, in the last segment, we talked about the fact that for the last 20 years, governance and management of the Internet has been done by private organizations, but contracted from the government who gave them that right and who oversaw that.
Right. And what that did is it was like an insurance policy. So if that governing body didn't do it correctly, they could replace with another one.
That's exactly right. And one of the things I'd like to point out, Chuck, that a lot of people don't know, Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, which means your all your URLs, folks, your dot whatevers. Your XYZ.com, smallbusinessadvocate.com, mobilefutureinstitute.com, right, Chuck? I mean,
that's right.
All those, that's what ICANN does by contract from the United States. But, Chuck, here's what almost nobody knows unless they've been listening to my show, because I've been saying this for a long time. There are 110 countries represented in the executive offices, the management, and the overseeing of ICANN. Global, 110 countries around the world have representatives contributing to ICANN right now. How much more
right.
multicultural, multinational could it be?
That's exactly correct. And the risk of changing that is huge.
Well, think about that. So what the Obama administration is doing right now, folks, I have to keep saying it like that because they're the ones who are doing this. Chuck, what they're doing is they're telling ICANN, we're going to divest of this control and management governance. We're going to give it to ICANN, and they're encouraging ICANN to come up with a multi, what's the word that they use, a multi-stakeholder community, like it isn't already that way, a multi-stakeholder community to run, but here's the thing, they're going to give the control to ICANN before they've even done that.
Wow.
The contract with ICANN doesn't expire for almost a year and a half, or doesn't renew for almost a year and a half. They're doing this now, well in advance of the contract. So, I mean, I don't understand why they would do that. Do you?
I have no idea. This came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the issue is that you could have, pick your organization, the UN, some other group somewhere in charge, and they can make decisions that the U.S. could not control. I mean, that stuff was all created here.
See, people, one of the things that I've reminded people about and have talked about over the years, even when there was no threat of losing control of the Internet, I've reminded people that there was a time when France was jealous, and there were some things that were going on. France thought that the Internet should be run a certain way. They were covetous of the Internet. You know, Russia would love to have that control. And think about the people in the UN who would like to have control, because you know what they'd like to do? They're like those governors you were talking about, Chuck. The UN would like to tax the Internet, right?
Oh, it'd be a world tax.
So think about that. What if we had a world tax? These are the implications that we're talking about, aren't we, Chuck?
Well, if you go to other countries, you have a VAT, a value added tax, where
right.
you pay for something. Now there's 20% on top of that. Imagine if a small business had to pay a 20% tax for using the Internet.
Yeah, Yeah.
I mean, the concept is staggering.
And Chuck, if they get it and they impose that, what options do we have?
Well, how do you
get this back? How do you put Humpty Dumpty back together again?
Well, someone would have to create another internet.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, the concept of that is mind-boggling. Because this was from the U.S. military.
Yes.
I mean, that was the idea.
Originally, yes.
So this is a very complex network that's now around the world, but it started here for purposes here. And it just expanded just because it's so large and essentially doesn't fail. That's why
right.
It was designed.
That's exactly right.
But then it got commercialized, and now it's being used not for industrial security purposes, but for business.
Right.
And to the idea that you'd have if this goes international, you know that there'd be this huge organization built to support it, as opposed to Icon.
Right, which is not that big. And by the way, ICANN is a non-profit too, by the way, folks.
Right.
And I'm not sure who the current president was, but the last time I reported on it, the leader of ICANN was an Australian living in Australia. Even though it's
right.
a corporate, it's a U.S. corporation, it's based in California, the CEO was an Australian in living in Australia.
Yeah, the idea is they are guaranteed, because it's U.S., essentially back, they have to do the right thing.
That's right.
And if you have some other organization, then all of a sudden there's no force to do the right thing.
So think about, folks, think about all the geopolitics that's gone on the last 20 years around the world, and whether the Internet has ever even been affected by that. When we come back, we're going to talk about that and some of the other implications, and maybe a little bit about what all of us need to be doing right now to try to stop this. It hasn't been done yet, but I'll tell you what, folks, it's much closer to being done than you think. Right back with Chuck Martin. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.